wait, find it hard to concentrate. I might anticipate our next rendezvous, and it's all because you are like a star shining bright from near and far. Everything is what you
tuning in. This is Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. I am your host for this evening. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. I am your host with the most. I have a guest, returning guest, with me this evening, Mr. Cliff Payne.
Yeah, hey.
Cliff. Hey. Where are you calling from at right now? Where are you at right now?
I am in the San Francisco Bay Area, California, where
all
the
right.
sun is shining, almighty shining,
all
and
right.
absolutely delighted to be on your show.
All right. I've been looking for you to come back with some new music, and you did it. That song too. I like that. I like
two.
That. Yeah.
That's
two.
Thank you so much. We had such a great time recording the album. We recorded the album in the Bay Area and in Los Angeles. And that's the title track. I just found out today that another track on the album, Get Up, Get Busy, is the number 6 song in the UK right now. So I'm kind of happy about that. So it's new music is a good thing. In any case, it's a great thing. The album's doing very well.
Yeah, I bet your adrenaline, you riding the wave right now, ain't you?
Yeah, it's just riding the crest of that wave. Riding the crest of that wave. It feels so good. You know, we had an album release show week before last in Redwood City, California, just south of San Francisco. And it was people came there to partay, it was a really great it was a fantastic show. Lots of folks. It was Paceless Plaque. And it was just it was great. It was great. And so now we're talking about taking the show and the album party down to Los Angeles at some point this year. And you know the album features the legendary Freda Payne. Again, she was on my previous album, and we're hoping to take the show down to L.A. and do the show with Freda.
Well, I don't know when you're going to make it down here to Evansville, Indiana, but I hope you do one day, one of these years.
You know,
I don't know where I am.
I tell you what, there's so many people in Evansville. I need to thank God. You know, 2 years ago, for my first solo album, Welcome to My World, we had a show at the Boca Lounge.
Yes, I
there
remember.
In Evansville, and that was it was a rousing success, and so many folks in Evansville to thank. I mean, you know, beginning with you, of course, Brenda, and John B. over at the wonderful radio station WUEV. Thank you so much, John B. It's on and on and on. I mean, gosh,
I've seen Monty Skelton playing in the background there with you too, wasn't he?
It's the album. Had it not been for so many folks in Evansville, the album literally would not have happened. And I'm definitely going to come to Evansville with the show. No doubt about it. I'm definitely going to come there.
Now, don't forget about me.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely not going to forget about Lady Diva. That's for sure. You know, you make so many things happen for so many artists, and I'm honored to be a member of that family. So yeah, definitely. We're gonna be hitting up Evansville for sure.
All right. Now, the last show we did was back in 2015, correct?
Yeah, I think it was 2016. Yeah, I think so.
Now go ahead and tell briefly the audience about yourself growing up in the city and town. And who inspired you to sing and write music? Because there are some people that tuned in that don't know you. So tell a little bit briefly about yourself.
Well, you know, I grew up in Evansville. Yeah, a lot of folks don't know. A lot of folks don't know. I was born in Harlem. I was actually born in Harlem, New York in 1964.
Right.
And I spent the first few years there. You know, we lived there at the same time Duke Ellington lived there. Duke Ellington lived on the fourth floor. We lived on the third floor. And so it was a great time to be around those musicians. So I spent the first few years of my life there, and then we moved to Evansville, where I went to school, and North High School. Well, even before North, I went to Lincoln, and give a shout out to all my Lincoln folks there,
Kimberly Hinton,
and a bunch of other folks that went to Lincoln High, and then later to Lincoln Elementary. It used to be Lincoln High, and then Vogel Elementary School, Mr. Hoover at North High School. And so I grew up in Evansville. I spent the first 18 years of my life there, and then I went off to the college in Bloomington and studied with David Baker, did the whole jazz thing there, and from there I became a, I guess they call it, professional musician. You know, folks in Evansville, they will remember me. In the 1970s, I had a band called Brothers and Friends, and I also had a band named Percussion. And so we played everything. We played a variety of different things.
High schools,
and some great schools around the area. So
you played
just,
at the college, U of E, or was it USI?
I played at the. I actually did do a concert many years ago at the. The auditorium at the U of E, I forget the name of it, many years ago. I'm talking about like around 1975, 76.
Wow.
But it's been a long time ago. Much of my college stuff I did at Bloomington, up at IU, and did a bunch of things there. Then I went out on the road, and I moved to California. Moved to California in 1980. And
okay.
I got discovered by this great singer named Bobby McFerrin, and he got me a member of Don't Worry, Be Happy fame. He got me started, and so it's just been an incredible ride, especially the last 5 years. I'd say have just been incredible, absolutely incredible, and. You talk about riding the wave, definitely riding that wave right now. And the wave's getting higher and higher, and so it's a trip. I'm trying to think some other folks in Evansville. I thank William Collins, Cliff Ferguson, and Thomas Vick Jr. of Vick Strategic Consulting. All these folks there, folks at New Hope Baptist Church, McFarland Baptist Church. I've got fond memories of being there. So I'm just so happy to be talking to my peeps. Yeah. I'm hearing from folks from all over the world. I just did an interview from London a couple of weeks ago, and I did an interview. I was interviewed by Soul Music Records, David Nathan, it's really great to see people from England, Europe, Australia.
Wow.
You know, and different parts of the country. They're all. I did a show in L.A. last year with Frida. And we had people came all the way from Australia to see the show, so it's amazing. That's why I really want to bring the show to Evansville, because this is where it all, where it all began.
Yeah. Right.
You know, where it all began.
All right.
I would love to come back there.
Yeah, I'll be waiting for you.
We're
gonna talk about your music now. The song too. How did you come up with the title of that song? And who's the lady that's singing vocals in there?
Yeah, we came up with the album's produced are two producers, Preston Glass. Preston Glass has written for Whitney Houston. He wrote "Miss You Like Crazy" for Whitney Houston and a bunch of other folks. Don't Make Me Wait for Love for Lenny Williams and also it's produced by Larry Batiste, and he conducts the Grammy orchestra. Preston is the one that came up with the title too. As we were talking about our previous album, Welcome to My World, And he said, "Hey, Clips, you got to do another one too." That's what So he just called it.
Okay.
He just called it too. And the lady singing on the album is Preston's daughter, Jima Burns. And you know, she should be doing her own album. She's got such a beautiful voice. And she does after Frida, Jima does most of the backing vocals for the ladies.
Right.
But yeah.
Okay, so as you were going through your musical journey as a young man, who inspired you to sing and write music? Did you have any favorite celebrity music artists?
I had a lot of them.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a lot of them. So many people know me in Evansville as being the guitarist who sang. Because when I was there, I was doing a lot of electric guitar. And so I saw Jimi Hendrix in concert. My brother Don and I saw Jimi Hendrix in concert at Roberts Municipal Stadium back in 1970. And so that was a huge influence on me playing guitar. In terms, I haven't played electric guitar in many years. I may be playing acoustic. But as far as singing is concerned, the man that really did it for me was Donny Hathaway. And hey, Kimberly Hinton, if you're listening to this show right now, thank you for introducing me to Donny Hathaway. You know, Kimberly was my girlfriend when I was in Evansville, and she brought me this single. She said, "Hey, Cliff, I want to play you something." You know, this by a singer, and she played a song off the Don Hathaway Live album called "Jealous Guy," a John Lennon tune that Don Hathaway sang, and that was my introduction to Donny Hathaway. Donny Hathaway is my favorite singer of all time, and he's the biggest influence on me. Stevie Wonder's another great influence, and Al Jarreau, and just so many. I'm a big Peebo Bryson fan. And Frankie Beverly and Maze, love them. I used to listen to a lot of Nat King Cole, Frank Sinatra. I always liked Sinatra. But just, you know, there's so many great singers from back in the day. You know, and every generation's. Got some great singers. There's some great singers in this generation here, you know, today. You know, I got John Legend. I think he's great. And Gregory Porter, Kurt Elling. So I've been influenced by so many singers. But Donny Hathaway is the man that did it for me.
All right. Kimberly Hinton, I hope you're listening.
Hey, everybody, Kimberly Hinton, Evansville. I forget the name of her restaurant, but she's got this. She's a great singer. Her father was a great singer, and her mother a great singer. It's like pretty much like my family. We got a lot of singers and ministers in my family, and everybody in my family sings. Everyone on my mother's side.
That's where you got that from then, right?
Oh, yeah. We have family reunion. It was something. You know, we have family reunions. We have people coming off the street just so that they can hear the singing. So it was pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. Yeah, so,
All right. So how long have you been in the music industry, Cliff?
I got to go back. As a professional, I guess I went pro probably when I was 16 as a high school student at North High. But I've been singing and musically inclined. I go back to I think back to kindergarten and first grade. I still remember the first song that I wrote when I was like 7. I still remember that song, and so I've been at this for a long, long time. It has never occurred to me to do anything else but do music.
Okay. Well, I'm getting ready to spin another one of your songs off your new album. This one is called
okay.
Get Up, Get Busy. What's up with
hey,
Get Up, Get
one.
Busy, Clay?
You know, that was, we had just, the album was almost done, and the executive producer at Soul Music Records in London said, hey, I have this other song I think Cliff will sound great on. And he was right, so that was the last song we did. And that's the song that is, I believe, is going to hit number one in the next couple of weeks in the UK. Now we got to get it going over here, too. Get up, get busy. Get busy.
All right.
That's the song.
All right. All right. You stay in your seat, and everyone stay tuned. We'll be right back. Here it is. Get Up, Get
All
Busy
right.
by Cliff Payne.
Yeah. Your dreams felt so low, nowhere to go. I had to remind myself I got some things I want to do before I'm through down here. Whoa, I got to get up. All my dreams. Time to get up and get busy. Missing out on too many things. Let my light
get busy, get busy, get busy.
Get up and get busy. And kudos to David Nathan and Byron Motley for writing that song. It's a great song.
Yes, it
I
is.
Say so myself. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's a good song for play on a Monday morning to get your week started off. Get up, get busy, get your dreams and your goals. And I like
that's
that.
Right.
That's good, high motivation.
That's right. That's a great startup. Go to it and do it kind of a song. And so, That was the last song that we recorded was that song. And that's the one that's taken off so far. So, yes, indeed.
So, Cliff,
what
I want you to do is give the audience what they've been waiting for is your website information and what social sites that you're on.
Oh, yeah. You can check out my website at cliffpayne.org. And my name, Cliff, is spelled with one F as in flag, CLIFPAYNE.org. And from there, you can get my other information. I'm on Instagram, Cliff Payne on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. You'll know you're in the right place because I've put the album cover to 2 on all of my social networking. So you'll know you're in the right place when you see the photo of me, and then at the bottom of my photo on a white background is the name of the album, 2. So you'll know that you're in the right place. And the album, the album is only available on it's only available for downloading right now till we get more copies of the hard copy. So you can get the album at Cliff Payne on Here Now, HEARNAW .com. You can buy the album on different platforms from that site.
That's my
website. That's my website information. I'm working. I just got a YouTube channel, and in the next few weeks, you'll be able to check me out in my videos on YouTube. So that information will be on Facebook and on my website in the next couple of weeks.
Okay. All right. So, do you have any upcoming performances or events you want to mention?
Yeah, I've got. I mentioned the show. The album. The album was released on May the 1st, and the album release was on May the 4th. The next event that I have coming up is at the Jazz Room Theater. It's a theater event on July the 20th in Danville, California. It's gonna be a little bit different show in that it's just going to be me and a pianist singing some of the songs from my album, as well as some other material. So that's my most recent show coming up July 20th. And then I'm working, as I said, I'm working on doing some shows down in the LA area. There's a chance that I'll be going to Italy, I think in September or October, and I'll be doing some performing there. And then from there, I'm hoping to make it to the UK to do some performances. And as I said before, I'm planning to bring the show to Evansville. I'd love to do the show at maybe the Victory downtown or the new theater at my high school alma mater, North High. I'd love to do something somewhere or at the African American Museum of Evansville, but I'm definitely going to bring the show to Evansville, so do stay tuned. It's on the way in the planning stage.
All right. Now, when you do come to Evansville, Indiana, we have to buy tickets, or are you doing a free show?
That's what we want to. We wanted to determine it would be great to do a free show. It would be great to do that. And, there's so many, whenever you do a show locally, there's so many things to consider. You got to have so many people involved for it to make it a success. Doing a show out of town, you can just double and triple and quadruple everything that needs to be done to make it a success. So we're looking at all the options, because when we bring the show there, I definitely want it to be a citywide or even a tri-state area event.
Yeah.
You know, for everybody, to be there, you know, because, you know, it's Evansville is such a great, city. So many great people have come from Evansville. You got Ron Glass, there used to be a Barney Miller all those years ago. And,
got
you got Timmy Thomas, you know, who had the hit Everybody Wants to Live Together. And there's some other folks that have come from there. So I'm honored to be in that family. So I must bring that show to Evansville.
Right.
Don't you know? Got to bring it to Evansville.
All right. I have a caller. Area code 904. Please state your name.
Yes,
hello?
My name is Greg. Is Greg. How y'all doing?
Hey, Greg. How you doing?
Hey. All right. Hey, Brother Payne. How you doing? Hey, are you kin to Sugar Payne?
I don't think so. You know, there's so many pains. You know, Frida and I are still trying to determine if we're related. We think we're distant cousins. So there are a lot of pains out there.
Hey man, I'm just asking. You know what I mean? From everything. So I just, you know what I mean, I want to ask.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Hey man, I'm curious.
Yeah,
but anyway,
Greg, what's your last name, Greg? What's your last name?
Gotch.
Yeah, okay, because I know there's a Greg Van Leer that used to live at Evansville. He usually calls in on there. You know, it's, you know, there's so many pains out there, you know, and now there's even a British pain that's got a hit going, you know. So,
right.
You know, when you got a name like Pain, you gotta use it. You know what I mean? You know, So we have all these songs that have references to pain, you know, joy
right.
and pain, and no gain.
Yeah. But I wanted to ask you though, you know, other than that was something extra. Was your father the most person that influenced you into music?
You know, I'm so glad you mentioned about my father, because you know my father died when I was very young. I was 3 years old when he died. His name was James Buddy Payne, and he was a musician. He was a regular at the in Harlem at the Apollo Theater. He played the Apollo every weekend, and he worked with Lionel Hampton, you know, the great vibes player. And I got my roots from James. They called him Buddy. They called him Eyes Payne. And my mother was a great singer. So that combination that set the basis for me doing what I'm doing. But yeah, my dad was he was the man in his day, you know. He part of the Hollywood Renaissance and all that. He was something.
Oh, yeah.
He was something else.
Yeah, that was all right. Thank you, my brother.
Hey, thank you, man. Thank
calling.
You so much for calling in. Thank you, man.
Thank
you. Yes, sir. Okay, you're welcome, Brenda.
You too.
All right, thank you,
Greg. All
right, yes. Greg is one of my number one fans that calls on the show
That's great.
do you have any new music projects that you want to tell us about? You may.
Yeah, there's one that I'm really excited about, and I can't, you know, it's kind of frustrating because I can't say anything about it.
Okay,
I know.
You
know,
just say yes,
and
leave it like that.
Yes, it's a big capital yes, you know, with all kinds of streamers on it. It's a project that will most likely, actually, it's just two of them. It's two of them that are really secret. And one is most likely going to take me to New York, and the other one would definitely take me to Los Angeles. And they're both being planned for next year. It's going to take the remainder of this year just to prepare for those, you know. And that's on top. That's on top of another project with my current producers. You know, a third album with my producers, Preston Glass, Larry Batiste, and Nigel Lawless. So the next year, actually the next 2 years are looking really, really good. You know, so much happens, you got to plan this stuff well in advance, you know.
Yeah,
and,
yes,
and,
you do.
It's projects, those are just the ones that have been, that I am planning to do. There's some other projects that I've been asked to be a part of on top of those three. So it's, you're talking about riding the crest of that wave. That wave is lasting
into
2019 and beyond. You know?
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to give you another little break, and we're going to spin some more music. This one is called Easily Breezy. Now, what's up with Easily Breezy? How'd you come up with the title of that song,
Breezy, you know, a lot of folks don't know, in 2015, I had a very serious, actually, it was 2013, I had a very serious accident on stage where I jumped off the stage and I didn't land. And, you know, I jumped off stage before, but this time I didn't land the way I should have. And so I ripped off both kneecaps. I was in the hospital for about 3 weeks. And I was in a wheelchair. I was in a wheelchair for 8 months. So I was unable to walk. My legs were outstretched. And the name of the wheelchair was Breezy. On the back of the chair was Breezy. So I said, you know, that Breezy was my everything. I mean, I was on the street in the wheelchair. I was on the bus in the wheelchair. I was on the train in a wheelchair. I was it made things, Breezy made things a whole lot easier for me at that time. That's where the title comes from.
Okay. Well, here's Easily Breezy.
There we go.
Anyway, you're my recovery. my best friend, my love, my love. Easily breathe it, breathe it, 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 easily breathe it.
Well, you know what? You know what? I gotta apologize for that. You know, that's not me singing. That's my producer Preston Glass singing the demo to that song. So let me do. I'll send you the album version with me singing. That's the version you just heard. Everybody is my producer singing the demo for the album. But that's the general idea how the song goes. I can. Brenda, I'll send you the album version of that. I'll send you the album. That's the demo version of it. But that's the general idea. That's the general idea.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Okay.
But that's a great. It's a great, great song. It's a great, great song. And when we finish the broadcast, I'll send you the album cut. It's about the same. But it's different because I'm singing on that one. This is Preston.
Okay.
I
can't wait to get that one then.
Yeah, that's going to be wonderful. It's
all
wonderful.
All right.
It's wonderful.
So,
I'll send that to you.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. So what is it, your ultimate desire you want folks to get out of your music, Cliff? What is that ultimate desire?
The ultimate goal is, you know, I got to go back to the type of music I like to do. I like to do positive, uplifting songs. It's rarely that I'll do a song that's sad or anything like that. In fact, I don't think there's anything like that on either of my albums. So I like to do uplifting, positive songs that everybody, regardless of rich or poor, whatever their culture or social status, can relate to, you know, and especially in this day and age with all the stuff that's going on, that's going on right now. We need some uplifting, you know, we need some positivity, you know. So I like to do music that is positive. Yeah, I was planning music for this upcoming show I've got on July 20th, and I had chosen a song that I really liked, but then I read the lyrics, and I said, oh, man, I don't know if I can do this. This is a song about somebody who's really depressed and wants to stay depressed.
Oh, no.
But the groove is so great. You know, I'm thinking, well, if you take the groove away, this guy is a mess. So I said, So for two, the whole logic of two is to get people to really feel within themselves, you know, regardless of everything that's going on, life is still worth living to the fullest, to the max, you know.
Exactly.
And it's great to be able to encourage someone along the way, you know, and for the times where you just don't know what's going to happen, where things are shaky. It's always good to remember that all that stuff is all temporary as long as your attitude is right. That's the main goal of two. It's like an extension of my first album, Welcome to My World. And Welcome to My World was basically letting folks know, hey, everybody, it's me. And this is what I like doing, and thank you for checking me out. Two is, the new album two is more of like, okay, now that you kind of know me, let's just kind of relax and get to know each other and enjoy life here. You know, it's like, It's time to get up and get busy and do some things because heaven is watching, and we're all stars. And because of you, you know, every song title has a meaning within that whole idea of just enjoying life and rolling with the punches and rising to the occasion, you know, of all the things that we have to rise to. So that's the whole
idea
too. Get up and get busy. Yeah, indeed. Indeed.
So, Cliff.
Definitely.
How does it feel doing cover songs?
Yeah, doing cover songs. I've been in situations. I've done so much studio work in my career as a singer. I've done so much. I can't remember most of the stuff that I've done, and a lot of the stuff has been cover songs.
From
my first album, Welcome to My World, I did Traces, which is a song from I think 1970, 1971, Classics 4. It's the version on my first album of Traces is actually a cover of the version that I did when I was in high school, my first professional recording. And so to answer your question about doing cover songs, what I like best about doing them is with any song you sing, you want to sing it as if the song was written for you.
Right.
And, as if the composer had you in mind singing the song. And when I have that attitude, then, you know, if a song's written by Stevie Wonder, I understand Stevie's vibe, I understand his musicianship, I understand his vocals, but then I understand, you know, how I've been gifted, and along with my life experiences and musical ability, my interpretation is going to come out totally different. You know, when I lived in L.A., I would do some sessions where people would say, okay, Cliff, here's a cover song done by so-and-so, and we want you to sing it just like so-and-so. I thought, oh, okay. That's a little bit of extra work. I especially love cover songs when I can sing them as if either they were written for me or sing them as if I wrote them.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I need you to announce where to purchase your music at online. Can you give that info?
Yeah. The easiest place to go, I mean, you could go to Amazon. Amazon has got the album, and so does CD Baby, and so does iTunes. And if you go to Hear Now, HearNow, and type in Cliff Payne, you'll see all of those on one page. You'll see the album on Amazon, Spotify, iTunes, CD Baby. It'll all be there, and you can just pick and choose where you want to go to. It's only available right now, downloadable. But in the next few weeks, that's going to change. Certainly I'm thinking by the middle or end of June, we should have some hard copy CDs for everyone. And I'll be glad to sign them.
All right.
I'll put that information on my website on how to get an autographed CD from me. I would definitely love to do that.
All right. Okay. And I would like to ask you, how many awards have you received now?
Oh, goodness. I just got something in January for doing a show. What was the name of the show? So they had Stevie Wonder on right after I did the show. Called We Love Rare Grooves. It's right out of Hollywood. And they surprised me with something at the end of the show. They gave me a little plaque for the success I've had in the business and the success of the album. Last year, I got recognized by the Grammys. They had me on the ballot for nomination for Best R&B Soul Album for 2017. That's probably about the highest award that I've gotten, and of course I've had some wonderful reviews over the last few years. Over the last 20 years, I've had a variety of great reviews. that make me feel good. I would say the biggest award compliment that I've gotten would probably be the Grammys. I didn't see that coming at all.
Wow.
And, but it happened, you know, and I'm very, 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 very honored. you know, whenever the Grammys recognize you, that kind of means you got a future somewhere in music. So I like that. I like that a lot.
All right. Well, congratulations to you. Because when I seen that in your bio, I didn't even know. So I'm going to say congratulations to you, Cliff.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's a joy to see, you know, this is all the stuff that I hoped would happen when I was in my 20s. And I'll be 64 on June 8th. And all this stuff is happening now. You know, it does something to know that you've got an audience that likes your music, and then you take a look at the playlist of some of these stations that I just saw earlier today, and there's Peebo Bryson's name, there's George Benson's name, then there's my name, and then there's Lisa Stansfield and the Temptations. I'm thinking, wow, you know. So
okay.
That's an award in itself, you know, in a way.
Right. Now I'm getting ready to spin another song. This one's called "Because of You."
Yes, "Because of You." Yeah, that's a song that was written by Larry and Preston, my producers, and it's one of those thank you kinds of songs that's an appreciation kind of song. And we put that on. We put that on just for that purpose, you know.
Right.
Yeah. So it's a great one. The saxophone is by Cal Rutherford, and he's one of the great LA musicians on the album. You know, the music to the whole album was done in LA, and then we did some of the vocals up here in the Bay Area, and a few of the vocals down in LA. But all the music was done pretty much in LA.
Okay, well, here is "Because of You." You stay right there, and we'll be right back.
All right.
Thank you.
Hello. Hi.
Well, you know, that's because of you, and that's there again. That's not me on vocals. That's my producer doing the demo thing. I think what I'll have to do is send you. I'll have to send you the entire album. Cuts on there. Yeah, I'll do that. That's everybody. That's the general outline of the song. That was not me singing. That's Preston Glass singing.
Okay.
And what I'll do, I'll send you the actual album so you can hear the finished product. Finished product.
All right, then that's fine. We don't want to give it away anyway, so.
That's right.
Anyone wants to get the album, they can check it out. You can go ahead and give information on your website information and where to purchase the album.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Cliff. Go ahead.
You can listen. Now, you can listen to the whole album before you purchase it at SoundCloud, soundcloud.com. And I think you can even do it on Spotify. I don't think I mentioned Spotify before. So you can hear the whole album with me singing on it at Spotify, and again, you could hear the album, download the whole album at those Spotify, Amazon.com, CD Baby, iTunes, and the page to go to. What would be the easiest to get those songs would be HearNow.com. And you'll see all the places where you can get the album. It's a fantastic, fantastic album. I had a great time recording it.
All right. So I would like to ask you, who are your favorite artists right now that inspire you to keep going today? And who would you love to perform with on stage?
Of the artists today, this one singer, his name is Gregory Porter. I'd love to perform with him on stage. And, of course, Bobby McFerrin. John Legend. That's of the male vocalists. There are others. The UK has got a singer by the name of Jamie Cullum. I like him. I like Beyonce, too. You know? I think she's a great singer. I think she's a great singer. I'd love to sing with Stevie Wonder, you know? There's so many, you know, I teach voice, too. I teach voice at the California Jazz Conservatory, and I teach voice at Castro Valley School of Music. And one of the great things about teaching, my students are so young that they keep me on top of who's happening, you know,
who's the happening folk star.
All the Alicia Caras and, there's so many of them out there. I listen to the musicals and things and Hamilton I said before, every generation has good music and music that's not so good. I still hear a lot of, I hear a lot of great stuff out there. Hear a lot of great music out there that I would love to do. This guy named Khalid is really good. This kid named Charlie Puth. I like him. I like Charlie Puth. And Sam Smith. Sam Smith is very good. Robin. Yeah. So there's quite a few out there that I like from this year.
Now, Cliff, do you still play any musical instruments today?
Yeah, I play acoustic guitar. And I said earlier, when I lived in Indiana, I sang a lot, but I also did a lot of guitar playing, and mainly electric guitar. I didn't even own an acoustic. Well, I did own an acoustic guitar, but I never played it. My mother played it. My mother's the one who taught me how to play guitar. So I don't play electric. I haven't played electric guitar. Oh man, probably been almost 30 years. I don't even own an electric guitar, at least a good one anymore. But I do have a wonderful acoustic. I've got a couple of Taylor guitars. I play those in church from time to time. But I'm planning to bring my acoustic guitar into a certain segment of my show, either this year or next year. So that there's one surprise that I think I can tell you about. But I'll start adding an acoustic guitar set segment to my show probably the end of this year, definitely sometime next year for sure.
Well, all right, okay. All right. That would be nice. Have you thought about doing any gospel tunes?
Yeah, I'm considering. Yeah, I would love to do a gospel album, a Christian album. I would love to do that, and that's one of the projects that I'm planning. It's either going to be we're at the midpoint of this year, so in terms of new projects, this year is almost gone already. But I want to do a gospel album. I definitely want to do one. I would do one. Kim Hinton, if you're listening, keep that in mind.
All righty. So what I'd like for you to do, Cliff, is to mention your upcoming performances or events that you got coming up. Go ahead, Cliff.
Yeah, my next concert is on July the 20th, and it's in Danville, California, and it's Cliff Payne with my music director, Frank Martin, at the Jazz Room Theater. And again, that's in Danville, California, on July the 20th. I think it's either Friday or Saturday. And we'll be doing a two-hour show, just the two of us. Bill Withersong. That's the next show that I have planned. And I believe from there I'm going to Italy in September, I think. I like to do shows about every couple of months. It takes a couple of months to put a show together,
Okay.
And then I'll start thinking about a Christmas show. That's the next thing.
Oh, okay. So have you ever thought about doing a Christmas album, or have you already done one?
You know, I've done Christmas. I've been included on Christmas albums in the past. Certainly when I lived in L.A. and even when I lived in Indiana. That's another possibility of us doing a Christmas album. The thing with doing Christmas albums, you have to do them pretty much in the spring or summer. So that when Christmas comes along, the album is all set. So that's on the list of albums to do as well. Definitely, I'd like to do a live album too. Live albums, there are not too many people doing live albums anymore. Back in the 60s and 70s, it used to be the thing to do to do live albums.
Yeah.
I would love to do a live recording. Love to do that.
Okay. Well, this is the time where we come into an end to our showcase. You can give a shout out to any of the supporters that supported you on this new album and other fans and followers you want to mention. I hope you got your list.
Yeah. I got my list and I checked it twice. I want to thank you, first of all, for having me on the show. And then,
you're welcome.
I want to thank Soul Music Records of London, David Nathan, and that UK Vibe, also of London, Brian Goucher, who did a wonderful review of the album. Ari Rios, Laughing Tiger Studios, in just outside of San Francisco, Preston Glass's Platinum Garage, which is LA, it's Los Angeles, and the Villa Barn, which is in Central Valley, California, Peter Post. And all my fans in the UK and all over the planet, it seems, and of course my good friends in Evansville, once again John B of WUEV, Sidney Scott Jr., Sidney Scott Senior, Watez Phelps, hey man, Watez, how you doing? William.
Oh, Watez.
Greg Van Leer. Yeah, Watez is a man, man. Thank you so much. Thomas Vick Jr. Cliff Ferguson, if you're watching, man, thank you for if you're listening, thank you for listening, and William Collins and all my friends from the schools there, Lincoln Elementary School, Vogel, even Chestnut Walnut. I don't know who anyone remember Chestnut Walnut way back in the day, 1962.
Oh, wow.
That goes way, 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 way back. And so many, you know, the thing in thanking for, and you know, I have to thank Frida Payne, the legendary great Frida Payne, for just being so kind and gracious. We've done three shows together since this album has come out, and hoping to hey, who knows? Maybe we'll come to Evansville. We'll see. You know, that would be fantastic. So.
Well, I hope
it's yeah. I'm looking forward to that. You know, that would be fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
Right.
Yeah. Evansville always have a special place in my heart for Evansville. Always. Always have a special place in my heart for Evansville. It was the beginning of a lot of things, and folks are still doing it there. You know, I've come back from a couple of high school reunions. And I think I'll be back in Evansville for a couple of days in September for my brother's high school reunion. So I'll be in Evansville this year. I'll be there.
Okay.
I'm getting the folks now.
All right now. All right. So I would like to ask you the last question of the show. What are your words of wisdom? Do you have a message to pass along for those?
Exactly. Yeah, and I can take the title of the song that I believe is going to hit the number one spot in the UK in the next week or two, and that is, whatever your heart's desire, whatever you feel God has called you to do, get up and get busy. Don't let anything stop you. Don't let anything deter you. You will know in your heart your call is to do in this life. Just go ahead and do it. Get up and get busy. And
That's it right there. I want to thank you for your participation, for coming on to the show, Cliff, my dear friend.
Thank you.
You're always welcome to come back with some new music. I'll be following you for dear life, and I'll be looking for you to come to my hometown, Evansville, Indiana.
Oh, yeah.
And Evansville. You have a blessed good evening. Yes. Love your music, Cliff. Keep doing what you're doing. More blessings to you.
Thank you.
Love your music. I'll be looking for that album, you hell.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I'm going to get that to you real quick.
Okay.
Yes,
All right. All right, Cliff. And the last song I'm going to play will be the remix of No Pain, No Gain. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host with the most, Brenda Moss, signing out.
What's in a name?